I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
Everyone, he's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
Wow.
So over the weekend, on Friday, a huge limb fell in the backyard of my house.
Uh-oh.
And so, you know, I'm cheap, so I didn't want to call a limb service or a tree service, right?
Professional.
No. So I would.
I can do that. I can do that. Right. I got it.
I mean, and so I thought, you know what is going to be cheaper than hiring a tree service is me just buying a chainsaw and doing it myself.
And watching YouTube. It's like, how hard can it be? It's
right.
Just cutting up wood, right?
That's all it is. That's all it is.
How hard can it be?
So I went to the hardware store, said, point me in the direction of a chainsaw. And they said, here you go, sir. And I said,
thank you. I'm going to be chopping things.
I said, I'm going to need some gloves, some goggles, and a slap on my butt. And they
and
said,
tips on how to use this thing.
I know. So anyway, so I bring it home, right? And so I'm like, all right, it's the floor model. I'm sure it's fine. So I was able to start it and everything. And then I realize as I'm like, I'm starting on some, like smaller limbs and branches because granted,
yeah, just like, dip your toe in it.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. Because this tree, this limb that fell, I mean, the, at its biggest, it's probably a foot and a half around.
Ooh.
Yes. I mean, it was a big one. It was a big
girthy.
One. Yeah. Girthy indeed. So, you know, I'm strutting in the backyard with this chainsaw in my hand. You know,
I'm about to take care of this.
Lopping off some of the smaller things, right?
I got this.
Just
yep.
Going, yes! Going power! Home.
Like a kitten.
Then it gets caught and it pinches. And then I learn a lot about, I just learn a lot about physics. And I'm like, oh, okay. So if there's weight bearing on this and I try to cut right down, it's going to pinch my chainsaw and everything's going to stop. So I'm like, all right. And so I spent probably more time trying to get my chainsaw unstuck from the branch and
boy.
Then trying to put the chain back on the chainsaw because it kicks the chain off, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, all right, well, this seems like it's pretty important, the whole chain on a chainsaw.
Yeah.
So then I get on YouTube because I'm trying to like actually read the instructions and I get about four words in and I'm like, I don't have time
it's
for this.
Hard.
I can't
just
do this.
Tell me
right? I know.
Video.
That's exactly what I was. So I literally, I'm Googling, how do you
put
a chain back on a chainsaw. Yes. And so
lots of options.
And so I'm watching a YouTube video on, all right. And it was like, you know, a good old boy who had a Minnesota accent. He's like, all right, eh? Or a Canadian accent or something. It was a Northern accent. And he was like, this is how you do it.
He sounds legit.
Yes, I know. And he looked like a lumberjack and like someone who's in the North who probably deals with trees and cutting things all the time.
Chainsaws a lot.
You know, not a guy from suburbia who's only ever held a chainsaw twice.
So I'm
Googling and I'm like, why is this not working? And so probably a good hour was spent on me just trying to fix the chainsaw once I had bought it and you know, get the whole thing.
Yeah,
trying, I still have this huge, huge log that's in the back of my yard. Like, I don't even know what to do. Like, does the trash service, do the lawn service, do they even take those sorts of things?
No.
Like,
you're probably going to have to call like a service to come like chip it.
No.
Down. Yeah, probably.
Even if I cut it up?
Yeah. Well, or do you have like a fire pit? Can you cut it up small enough to like burn in a fire pit?
Yeah, I do have a fire pit. And so that's what I'm using some of this. I'm like, lumber, log, you know, fuel for that. And so maybe I'll just do that. I don't know. But anyways, what random thing did you learn? Thanks to YouTube, because
We learned how to build a landscaping wall.
Yeah, see,
because we were getting quotes from professionals for like $5,000 and $6,000, and we already had the stone.
Yeah,
so we're like,
let's do it ourselves.
That's exactly, and so we did, It's not perfectly straight.
It's
but I think it looks good.
You know what? It's a DIY. It's all good.
It's a DIY. Like, if you look at it from one particular angle, you can see a little bit of it. But if you're looking at it from the front, it looks great.
My crowning achievement in YouTube tutorials is my daughters, when they were in high school, they were driving the 1999 Volkswagen Jetta to high school.
Uh-huh.
And it was in the wintertime. And then after a while, they're like, hey, Dad, can we get our heater
fixed? Gosh.
And I'm like,
bless their hearts. They're driving around in the winter without heat.
But here's
the
thing.
Car.
Yeah. But they're like, we have to scrape the inside of our windshields because the heat from their breath would cause the inside to fog up.
Goodness.
And so they'd be scraping the inside and they'd be like bundled up
tragic.
In hats and scarves and gloves. So they're like, hey, can you fix the heater? So I was like, man.
Yes, I can. I'm going to look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, I don't want to drop like $1,200 on a new AC heater unit on this thing. It's,
for this old beater.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. So get on YouTube. And yes, my crowning achievement was completely fixing their heating and air conditioning unit on the Volkswagen Jetta.
Just thanks to YouTube. I'd hang my hat on that forever.
I have.
Very intricate.
I have. Ashley said, I've learned how to take out my taillights and change my brake lights because I'm a strong, independent woman.
She's a strong, independent, married woman.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I remember one time, like, I was in college, and I had to drive with my brights on, and my dad was like, hey, Ben, let's get your headlights replaced. I was like, oh, you can do that?
Seriously.
I was just clueless.
Oh,
I was completely
precious.
Clueless. So anyways.
I actually fixed a hole in my drywall when I lived by myself.
Yeah.
In my first house. It wasn't YouTube back then, though. That wasn't like really a thing yet. So I went to, just Home Depot and said, okay, give me the steps. Show me how to do that. And I did.
I know. I'll tell you, YouTube can make you feel like a champion.
Yeah.
So yeah, for me, it made me feel like the old...
He's a lumberjack and he's okay.
Now.
He sleeps all night and he works all day.
Except the log is still in your backyard.
It is. It is. Not there yet.
Okay.
All right, it's 99.7 DJX.